I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The Shelter and Housing Justice Network is reporting that more than 30 names will be added to the homeless memorial at the Church of the Holy Trinity this month.
It is with deep sadness that I'm here today. We meet here on the second Tuesday of each month to grieve, to mourn, to remember, and to tell stories of those we knew, we loved, of family and friends. And so we will do that here today. We want to acknowledge and remember well. We also meet to say that this is not okay, what's happening. To say that this is an injustice.
This is a record number for Toronto, according to the organization's recent press release. The network says the sharp increase in homeless deaths are a result of a lack of affordable housing, as well as increasing incidents of drug overdose across the city. To honor those that have passed away in the month of November, the network held a vigil in front of the Church of the Holy Trinity, where friends and family were invited to speak about their loved ones.
My name is Denise Warner, and I am the aunt to the beautiful Daisy Warner. And as was mentioned by Greg, Daisy did die from an overdose at 45 The Esplanade on November 28th, which coincidentally was my 50th birthday. But it's not about me. I want to acknowledge everyone who's lost their lives. Toronto's in crisis. We have a family member who has been in crisis, and systems have failed us time and time again. We're a story of generational system failures. As Greg mentioned, my sister, Danielle Stephanie Warner, was murdered by two UHN security guards while she was unwell. That matter is now before Toronto courts, and I'll leave it at that. Daisy struggled with the murder of her sister, mother. And we as a family were unable to access intensive support for her. There were roadblocks everywhere. And I'm sure I'm preaching to the choir here. I'm sure you all know this. We as a family could not partner with organizations that claim to support our most vulnerable. I want you to know that Daisy was loved. I want you to know she mattered. I want you to know she was beautiful. She was kind. She was sweet. I want you to know she was of Italian and Indigenous heritage. She was a very sweet, kind, sensitive soul, and the perils of the world really weighed on her, and we could only insulate her so much. We love her. We will love her forever. As I'm sure all of the other persons who have passed that we've referenced today were loved. They had value. They mattered. The city of Toronto, and specific to our circumstance, Homes First, who is contracted to manage 45 Esplanade, failed. They failed Daisy. And clearly by the numbers, they continue to fail.
Yes, they do.
We have guidelines that have been established for harm reduction protocols. They're not being administered.
At all. Whatsoever.
The stigma and discrimination is rooted deeply within the caregivers. And I want to be careful and not paint everyone with the same brush because there are caregivers who are invested.
In response to the spike in homeless deaths, the Shelter and Housing Justice Network has made 6 demands to the City of Toronto to help address the city's homeless and overdose crises. City Council must immediately strike a task force charged with taking all reasonable steps to reduce such deaths. Immediately expand overdose prevention, education, training, and implement the recommendations of Toronto Shelter Hotel Overdose Preparedness Assessment Project. Immediately incorporate 2,250 permanent non-congregate shelter beds into the system. Repeal the no camping bylaw. Increase the target of newly attributed houses allowances in 2021 from 1,440 to 3,000. Lastly, freeze all evictions with the emergency powers of the Emergency Management and Civil Protection Act. As the winter months get colder, the network says that shelter spaces and safety injection sites continue to be limited by both the COVID-19 pandemic and the shortage of essential staff. Further, the no camping bylaw has severely affected individuals that used public parks and spaces as shelters. In the summer and fall months, several encampments around Trinity Bellwoods Park, Alexandria Park, Moss Park, and Lamport Stadium have been dismantled. The evictions in Trinity Bellwoods and Lamport Stadium were criticized heavily by several homeless advocacy groups across the city, as violent clashes between police officers and protesters were caught on video. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.